I'm already 18 years in Kailo. Am I an irresponsible father if I have 8 children to marry off between the ages of 3 and 17 and my total net worth is $10,000? So he's asking, am I a total irresponsible father? The klal is, if a person is bidoga about his panasa, then it really stays his learning. And if he cannot find the betochen not to worry about it and to be misbinding, look what happened to this guy and look what happened to that guy, if he doesn't have the betochen, then his pashkin stays his learning, and his learning is devaluated and he has to be oisik bepanasa. But the yechidim that are 10 years and 18 years in kailu karoi b'madrigosan ruya, there's always nisim and the flies that are happy for them, and Hashbokh is mamtilem dover hamaspiklahem. And most of the Gedali Yisrael that you know were in such a position that they just did not have a financial background and a financial setting to marry off all the children, and a filahachi they was zeicher to marry off the children. Now, his concern in marrying off the children is twofold. One is that he has to pay the many expenses just for the marrying off. Let's say in today's day, that could be easily $50,000 for the chasna and for the kalim and for the begadim and the chulu. And then there's another thing, that if he's a blutzik or a man, so who's going to look at him? How is he going to be married off his children? Right? He has two different dogs that are nichol, this that his total net worth is $10,000. Now, the top of the second dog that we see all the time, that people get married. Today, in the world of the Shidduch crisis that we're living, even the biggest usher has the problem, because everybody, the female regosa, is looking for a certain level, and there's always competition even at that level. So if you make a study, who are the people suffering from the Shidduchim crisis, it'll be Ashirim just as much as Aniim, if not less. Let's say a person has every reason to be able to net a wonderful Shidduch for his daughter. But that's why he's not just going to take anybody just because the guy has a pair of pants. He's going to be looking for a yachsin and a lambda and a whole list. And then there's always somebody else who wants that list, and there's a shortage right on that list also. So everybody is suffering from top to bottom. There's no big difference between the one that's worth $1 million and the one that's worth $10,000. Look up at that. Everybody on that level is suffering the same point. Unless you have one go, choshva, hoshiva, that very common that many, many outstanding bachim want to become an Eidim by Pliny, but it's the same thing. There's a net of 5 boys and 10 Hoshivas. It's the same problem. On all levels, you have this problem. So everybody needs the betochen, and nobody is fazoked much more. And the expenses of paying for the wedding, usually the things that happen, there are thousands of people that have even less than $10,000 that manage. I mean, it's sometimes he has to be nitzuch l'achayim, and sometimes he's eicher to dover maspik. But if you just open your eyes and see the people who are doing it right and being mismasa l'limudim, the Rambam was kiveya a haftocha, and the haftocha is still kayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mazmen lo dover maspik. So if a person has a shaky belief in that, and he can't be mechazik his belief, and he's very worried about, he saw many people that he doesn't see himself better than them or something, that he has to do something. I mean, I think this Tav Baran explains the Av Rabbah Bavur Abisinim Shebotru V'cho, but the Lam Dei Mechugi Chaim, that without the talking, it wouldn't be shaykh even to be able to sit and learn. The whole system of sitting and learning is based on some system of talking. So he's not an irresponsible father if he has the Madriga, that it's not his worry, the Rabbi Shem worries for him. And if it is this guy, okay, so let's say you would have $100,000, you wouldn't be worried, but who's going to give you Chaim? Who said you're going to be alive to even help him find the Shidduch? Help all these 8 children. I'll say, he's B'teich Rabbi Shem, so I give him Chaim, right? So, Mandi Yov Chai Yov Mizaini. There's no limitations, there's no reason just to be Samech on the Rabbi Shem just for Chaim, and I'll be Samech for Mizaini. So I'm not sure exactly what, but it's totally in Madrigas HaBitoch Lachlolim.